Baba from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 13th of January, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Monday the 12th, Mehmet Şimşek, the finance minister, kicked off a major investor roadshow in London as part of a tour that will also take him to New York. The governor of the central bank also accompanies Şimşek on the trip, which is designed to engage with the world's leading institutional investment firms. Officials said strong interest in last year's London investor event helped justify adding a New York leg to this year's program. After London, Şimşek will meet global investors and credit rating agency representatives in New York, with discussions expected on 2025 evaluations, 2026 priorities, structural reforms, and Turkey's investment opportunities. Last Tuesday the 6th, new customs rules published in the Official Gazette changed overseas online shopping in Turkey, becoming one of the most talked about developments of the week. The government removed the 30 euro tax exemption. From now on, every item ordered from abroad will face customs tax, even very cheap products. This makes shopping on platforms such as Temu, AliExpress, and Amazon far more expensive, ending their appeal as low-cost options for many consumers. Items arriving from European Union countries will face a 30% tax. Products from other countries, including China, the United States, and the United Kingdom, will face a 60% tax. Some products will also include the special consumption tax, bringing the price even higher. In some international news, on Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2026, Devlet Bahçeli, the leader of the ultra-nationalist Nationalist Movement Party, or MPH, said protests in Iran that began after high inflation and currency devaluation have deeper forces behind them. He said that while economic hardship sparked public anger, organized intelligence operations and imperialist provocations also play a role. Bahçeli warned that unrest in Iran threatens Turkey and neighboring countries and said Iran's political unity and internal peace matter for Turkey's security. He urged people to look beyond the surface and compared the situation to the 2013 Gezi Park protests in Turkey, which began as a small environmental sit-in against cutting down trees and quickly spread nationwide after police intervention. Those protests later expanded into broader demonstrations about governance and policing. On Monday the 12th, Çakır appeared at a party meeting. He told party members that the AKP would win the next election by a wide margin and praised President Erdogan. He turned toward a photograph of the president in the hall and gave a military salute, raising questions for the public. Many wondered how an opposition lawmaker would become a heated AKP ally this quick. Meanwhile, on Monday the 12th, public backlash followed after Grey Wool, an ultra-nationalist organization closely linked to the MHP, introduced a distance education program inside a public school, raising concerns about political influence in education. Photos showing the Grey Wolves logo and a portrait of party leader Devlet Bahçeli on a classroom smart board fueled the controversy. Teachers' unions, parents, and opposition figures questioned how a partisan organization gained access to a public school. The Grey Wolves said the activity aimed to raise awareness of national unity, Turkish nationalism, cultural identity, and social discipline, but critics argued it blurred the lines between civic education and political propaganda. Critics said schools should remain politically neutral and accused the group of using public education spaces to spread ideological messaging. More on education, as on Monday the 12th, Istanbul's governor closed all schools across Istanbul for the day due to an expected severe storm. Authorities said meteorological data showed strong winds and heavy rainfall likely to affect the city overnight and throughout the day, raising safety concern. The closure applied to all public and private educational institutions. This included public education centers, lifelong learning institutes, driving schools, vocational courses, and special education and rehabilitation centers. The governor's office also granted administrative leave to disabled employees, pregnant staff, veterans, and women with children under 8. This exemption did not cover essential services such as healthcare. On Thursday the 8th, Istanbul prosecutors widened a high-profile narcotics investigation that drew national attention as test results and detentions surfaced. The police briefly took into custody multiple well-known figures, including singer Alena Tilki, actor İrem Sağ, and social media personality Danla Bilic in late December 2025 in a probe into alleged drug use and related offenses. This week, forensic reports entered into the case file show that Tilki's drug test was positive for certain substances, while other results varied among suspects. Authorities stressed the investigation remains active, with more celebrities joining the detainee list. Speaking of narcotics, on Thursday the 9th, a Turkish court sentenced a police officer once praised for anti-drug work and his wife to long prison terms over heroin trafficking. The court ruled that they would each serve over 26 years in prison after authorities caught them with around 25 kilograms or 55 pounds of heroin. Police stopped him during a road check back in 2021. He fled the scene, injured officers during the chase, and threw the drugs from his car before his arrest. The case later widened to include a former prosecutor who received 6 years in prison for aiding drug trafficking. In the southern city of Antalya, unveiled a new scientific research and rescue initiative using specially trained rats. The Hero Rats Scientific Research Project aims to deploy African giant pouched rats in disaster zones, where their keen sense of smell and small size help them navigate confined spaces that are hard for humans or dogs to reach. The project is a collaboration between the municipality, the Belgian-based nonprofit, Anti-Personnel Landmine Detection Product Development, the GEA Search and Rescue Association, and Ankara University. Officials say the rats wear lightweight backpacks equipped with cameras and communication tools to transmit real-time data from rubble. The mayor said this innovation is vital in a country prone to natural disasters, and researchers hope the project can set new standards in rescue operations. On Monday the 12th, the Istanbul Family Foundation unveiled a new storytelling project aimed at reducing children's dependence on digital screens and strengthening parent-child communication. The initiative features more than 300 short fairy tale videos, each lasting 7 to 8 minutes, to be shared every other day on the foundation's YouTube channel. The project revives traditional storytelling to support children's imagination, critical thinking, and emotional development. Yusuf Duru, a storyteller and writer, recorded tales such as Dede Korkut, Kelolan, La Fontaine Fables, and 1001 Nights in a warm, grandfather-style tone. The foundation also prepared a companion book with storytelling guidance and plans to offer storytelling training in other cities, aiming to rebuild family bonds in an increasingly digital age. Closing this edition, on Friday the 9th, in an English-language article published in the Daily Sabah, Tarek Gunyan, a columnist and foreign policy analyst, reported that relations between Turkey and Malaysia have entered a new and more strategic phase, despite the two countries' geographical distance. He explained that historical ties date back to the 16th century, but remained largely symbolic for decades. According to the article, recent developments show a clear shift toward practical cooperation, especially following Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's visit to Ankara and the launch of the Turkey-Malaysia High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council. Gunyan also wrote that both countries agreed to raise bilateral trade from around $5 billion toward a $10 billion goal. These steps show how two Muslim-majority middle powers can deepen practical cooperation despite geographic distance. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Quick question, is there a specific monopoly in Turkey you think is a big problem? Let us know at info@rorschach.com, R-O-R-S-H-O-K.com. Hoşça kalın!